women right here to you, and we submit our lips to you, God. We are proclaiming, God, that we do believe your report. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Right now, God, those who are here, whatever their needs may be, God, we ask you, Lord, by your report, God, that you bring it unto them, God, but first your will be done. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for those things. Now, even right now, God, in times such as these, God, we, in the name of Jesus, we are casting down. And we believe that we have the authority from you, that we cast down those fiery darts that the enemy has thrown at us. In the name of Jesus, in this season, the demons of depression, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, God, we speak healing to those who are sick in the name of Jesus. For Lord, we know that sickness is not of you, God, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, we do not have to receive it in the name of Jesus. But Lord, right now, God, we ask you, Lord, as we learn more in your word, and as we grow more in your word, Holy Spirit, you just be there to teach us and guide us as we yield to your will in the name of Jesus, that you want to lead us into all truths in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we do have the power, Lord, that in the name of Jesus that we can cast down demons and we can cast out sicknesses and we can call those out. Lord, there's new sicknesses that's come to the land that doctors are naming that we have never seen before or heard of before. But we don't have to receive those in the name of Jesus. So we don't want to receive those and we cast it down in the name of Jesus. We cast them down. Healing to every fiber of our body, every organs in our body be healed. So that we may be able to, if the lungs are sick, we want to be healed so that we can, yeah, we can breathe, Lord. Breathe freely, that we can proclaim that Jesus is still Lord in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this and all things, God, that you will continue to bless this place, God. You called this place into being. Continue to bless, Lord. This is the house of prayer. And we are grateful, God. Many blessings has come out of this place, God, because you claimed it, because you put your hand upon it, and your hands were so we bind anything that's not like you, that's trying to crawl in, that's trying to walk in, that's trying to speak words against it in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. This is the house of God. This is the house of prayer. In the name of Jesus, and continue to anoint your ministers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, now get your hand.
Oh, Yes, praise the Lord. Your name is great in all the earth.
Your name is great in all the earth. Hallelujah. Your name is awesome. Your name is powerful. Hallelujah. Your name is to be feared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
to Jehovah.
Yeah.
California is on fire.
Yes.
And it just seems like the judge can stop the fire. Or they can even prepare ahead to stop or prevent this fire from coming in the first place. They can prevent. So year after year, it seems like the fire is burning. And it seems like nobody's learning anything out of it, because I wonder what the officials are doing. What people in Washington DC are doing. Because after the fire burn houses and tear down stuff, we end up spending billions of dollars and rebuild them. And the next year, they get burned again. And after that, we will spend billions of dollars and rebuild. And after that, they get burned down again. And we the cycle keeps happening. And I wonder what is happening. Is nobody paying attention to this and see that every year California is burning? And nobody's seeing it? What are the politicians doing? You know, just spending billions of dollars each year rebuilding this community that are getting burned. Is that a wise thing to do? Are they looking at it as investment? I don't know. And you know, sometimes we find ourselves in that position. It seems like our life experience, or we experience a wildfire over and over. But we can prevail. Hallelujah. Do you have your Bible? If you have it, let's go to the book of Judges chapter 15. Hallelujah. And we're going to read from verse 4. 4, and we'll read to verse 5, and we'll stop there. Are you there? Judges 15, chapter 4 and 5. Are you there? Okay. Yeah, just a moment. Prevailing against the wildfire of life. Hallelujah. And Samson went and called 300 foxes. I first wonder, how can somebody just go and capture 300 foxes? And it's not that he has all this technology that we have to say, oh, he pretty much plays this robot here, that machine over there, and he shoots something in the air, and the fox heard the sound, and they ran into it, and they get captured. But, you know, he just went with 300. I just can't understand that. But that's what the Word of God said. When the Word of God says, just don't try to make sense out of it. If it's plain enough, just believe it. That's all you do. That's what faith is. Amen? If it's plain and you're trying to make sense out of it, you will come up with nonsense. And Samson went up and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines, and burned up both the shacks and also the standing corn, with the vineyards and olives. Holy Spirit, we ask you to open our spiritual mind, open our heart, that we will comprehend and gain the revelation of the Word of God and apply it to our life, that our life will be a life that will be pleasing to the Lord and an example for the world to follow. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there are two things we need to understand about wildfire. Wildfire, first of all, has no friend. Fire is fire. When fire started burning, it pretty much go one or two ways. The first way would be the way the wind is blowing. The way the wind is blowing, that's the way you see the fire going. Or the way you can find the dry bushes, the dry trees and grass, that will be the way it will go. Sometimes the grass can be green, but if the wind is blowing towards the green grass, what will happen is that it's just a matter of time before the green grass dry up because of the heat. And then the fire will be able to consume it. Are you with me? Amen. That green bush will capture the fire. So fire has no friend, and fire does not negotiate. Fire burns everything on its path. So when we see ourselves in this physical life, and we consider the things that happened, we realize that things that happen to us don't ask for permission. Amen. Sickness don't come and ask and knock at your door and ask if you will let me in. Sickness doesn't ask if you want to be his friend. It just comes. Situations, and one of the situations, things that will cause us to be hurt, things that happen that will cause us to lose things that we have gathered over time, storms that come our way, they don't negotiate, they don't ask for permission, they just come. So me, what can we do in such situation?
Yes, yes.
You see, these are some of the questions we should ask and be able to tell them with some answers. Because why? As for you and me, we are what? When you look at yourself, you see the flesh, and there's blood also there. Mm-hmm. God is spirit. Therefore, God cannot experience a certain thing.
Yes.
But as for you and me, we will experience this thing that God, because his spirit, he will now experience.
Yes.
Jesus said, I send you among them. You know what happened? Among whom? Among the wolves. Wolves eat flesh. Mm-hmm. And when the flesh is tired, you feel pain. And you lose blood. And blood, in the blood, there is life. Mm-hmm. So as you lose blood, you lose life, actually.
Amen.
So things that happen to us, we can't control the flow. We can't control how they come. We can't control when they should come. If I can, I will say to sickness not to attack my son. If God would have given me a choice, and I would say, maybe put it on me instead of him. Because I've lived maybe for a few years. I've taken the life somehow. Maybe put that on me. And let him also experience life for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But when fire started burning, he can't go. Anything standing in his way is going to burn it down. He doesn't care if there is a brand new vehicle on his way, it will burn it. He doesn't care if that house is everything that you have, it will burn it down. He doesn't care if there is a baby in the grave on his way, it will burn it.
Amen.
Things that happen throughout your life happen, and we have no control, we have no say. But we can determine the outcome. Because why? We have something, we have a secret weapon. That is no longer a secret. It was a secret one time in history. But the Bible of the world is fullness of time.
Yes. Yes.
It was revealed. So fire burn everything on his path. It does not negotiate. For you to see a fire going around a particular bush, you have seen a miracle. Ebola is going, it doesn't know who is a missionary, it doesn't know who is a Christian, it doesn't know who is non-Christian.
That's right.
Ebola has no border. So is poverty. So is hardship. So is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
So is the hurt that we experience every day. Go on and on and tell you everything that can happen and how we have no situation. What I'm more interested in is that when you see a fire burning in the bush, a wildfire, a green bush has a chance to survive that wildfire. The reason is that fire, first of all, burns because the grass or the bush is dry. That means there's no life in it. So when you see a dry forest, the fire moves fast. Because what? There's no resistance. Christ in the fire. There's no resistance to it, so it moves fast. And as fast the fire is moving, so the little green bush thing that had a chance to survive. Are you with me?
I think you missed that.
The faster the fire is moving, the greater the chance for that little green bush to survive.
All right.
That little green bush has life in it.
Yeah.
That's why it's green. All around it, everything else is dead. The faster the fire is moving, the fire is not going to have time to stand there and dry this green bush.
Amen.
And burn it at the end.
Amen.
And the reason why this bush is still green is that it's root. It's root are fine. Really deep down the ground. The root of this bush, green bush, is far deeper than all the other bush around. Because what? The water table on the ground is going down and down and down. Now, roots have the ability to go after the water. But the lazy roots will stop and say, I'm tired. I can go anymore. But the root that perseveres is the one that will pursue the water table.
Amen.
So this little bush green in the midst of all these dry bushes is green because what? The roots are going down pursuing the water table.
Yes.
And what is bringing the water to the top,
yes,
to maintain life.
Amen.
On top.
Amen.
So when the white fire comes, all the other bush around, because they're dry, that means they're dead, they get burned in no time. That's why sometimes the fire is moving so fast, the firefighters can't do much. Unfortunately, I believe it was this year we lost how many numbers, or last year or this year, we lost a lot of firefighters in Arizona.
Yes.
Because the fire was moving so fast. This was because the bush was very dry.
Amen.
The fire against the church is moving. But the more green bush we have, the more ability we have to stop the fire. If you have green bush lined up and the fire is coming, burning through this dry bush, you get to the line of the green bush, it will have no chance to continue. It will stop there. Hallelujah.
Destroy houses.
destroyed California, Arizona, and some other states. They left behind scars that cannot be repaired. Children have been traumatized. Women love their loved one. Amen. Parents want to sleep and be there because by the time they realize the fire has consumed the house. Only if somebody will think and say, let's build a barrier of green land. The church can build a barrier of green land. Church. The church has the ability, because the scripture says the righteous is like a tree planted by the river, not by the lake of fire. No, by the river. The lake of fire will give you death. It will dry you as a tree. But the river is the one that has the water to give, because water is life. Wherever there's water, there's life. That's what it said. Or stop. A green bush will not pass the fire to the bush behind. People left the church because now something little happened to a sister or to a brother and he couldn't stand. But he was well. The man everybody's looking at. He's the one that said, he's the man of faith. She's the man of faith. If this one can fall, then let me run now. Church, because what? These people they see as a role model. They are heroes of faith at the eyes of church folk, common church folk, church folk. They fell. And all of a sudden, the church disintegrated. The church came down. No,
glory 8 is the main thing, is the main one, but let's read it 47 first. And let me give you a background of this, of what's happening here. Korah was a rebellious guy. He decided to lead the children of Israel, knowing that God has appointed Moses and Aaron to lead the people. They went, they did, they offered the sacrifice. And God was not angry. So he opened the earth and swallowed Korah and his friends. And he swallowed up their houses, their wives, everything that they had. People after this rose up against Moses and said, you have destroyed the people of God. You have killed the people of God. And taboo this folk. And Moses called Aaron and said, get the fire, run to the rest of the people and stand between the dead and the living. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. Verse 48. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stopped. Yes, the Lord had been burning every day. Who was dead? Between the fire and the green, who stands and says, enough is enough, no more fire?
Yes.
I said the bush with the color green is the one that has life in it.
Yes.
The one looking brown is the dead one. So the dead one is no good for you. The dead one promotes the fire. The more dead folk we have in church, the more issue we're going to have. The more unspiritual folk we have in church, the more issue the church will face. That's why personally, I do not agree and I will never agree with having a church to vote for a pastor. No, you have dead people voting to appoint a pastor. They're going to vote for something that looks just like them. And you know what? The church is going to go down the drain like a poop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just the truth. The Baptist leaders, when they started, they had a really good intention. They didn't know that the
today. The church is full of dead people. And I said the devil's put on fire. The green line does not put on fire. No. It doesn't matter how strong the wind blows against it. Because what? There is love enough for the fire to go through the first green bush to get to the second one. The fire is dead. Not too many people can kill fire. Not too many bushes can kill fire. Only the green one.
Yes.
And the green is the sign of life. As far as the forest is concerned, as far as the tree is concerned, as far as the grass is concerned. If you want a cow to produce good milk, give them green grass. And then you see God's miracle. The milk will come out white. Fighting by himself is good. Fighting lonely is not bad. But fighting with a group on your side is much better.
Yes.
It is much better. That's why they said to us, to you and me, is that forsake now your local assembly. Amen. Forsake now the congregation of the saints. Amen. Forsake now those who come upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Because why? When you come together, when the roots get together, this is what happened. It becomes easier for all the other roots to penetrate deeper. Why? Because this one is cracking here, that one is cracking there. The land is moving constantly underground. So you know what? The rock, they can easily split. The rock can easily split. Because of what? Many roots working together. They are going to the same place. But when it's one, it can sometimes maybe down there to the water table, sometimes it may not. Because the strength of the rock is too much for just one root to handle. But when you have many trees, not just one tree, when you have many trees, each tree is putting out strength, is putting out force, exerting force against the rock down there. And the force of one, two, three, four, five combined become like a tsunami. Mm-hmm. So it is in the church when the spiritual, those who are spiritually alive come together and they join their voices. Now, and let me tell you, the Bible said that as soon as they heard the voice at the feet of the three men with leprosy, and they heard a sound of a mighty army, the three men, but the sound of their feet, the sound of their feet were made, it's like a sound of a mighty army marching. All of a sudden, they say, Lord, we can't fight this one. Dear men are men with leprosy. They can't even hold a weapon. They ran. They left behind as well. The man with leprosy can hold a weapon, now can hold gold. They carry so much for themselves. They say, you know what? Let us go and call these people that throw us out of the city. Let's go and tell them there is food.
Yeah.
There is prayer. And you know what? They came with their chest out because that's the way it goes. When an army in back in those days got out to fight, on their way back after the war is won, they come out to let the people know they have won and they give the spoil to the people. That's what the Bible said. Jesus, after he came out of the grave, he gave gifts unto men. He is now a general coming, returning from war, giving gifts unto men. In the Bible said, he gave an apostle, some he gave a prophet, some he gave a pastor, some he gave an evangelist, teacher. He was giving gifts unto men. So then when the general returned, they start giving gifts because people come out and applaud them for what they have done. Now this man with leprosy, now with their right hand himself coming down, and here is Israel standing there looking at them, and they know they were full anyway because they have thrown them out of the city. Yes. And here they come back and say, hey, we have returned from war. We have so much power. Come against them. You'll be ashamed of yourself if you throw these folk out of the city. Because they were not leprosy, you couldn't fight a battle. In fact, you lost. That's why the Assyrian took away from you everything that you had. And all of a sudden, these men with no hand to fight, to hold a weapon, are coming back with what? With a spoil. You will look like a fool. They ran and go, and the men gave the spoil.
in the return.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm coming to my end. Move any direction anymore.
God.
It does not ask you for permission.
God.
So are the situations of life. They come. They don't ask you for anything. They just come.
God.
They don't care if you're just coming out of one.
God.
There will be one on top of the other, and all of a sudden you see a part of them. They don't care. They just come. But one thing we do know for sure, a bush that is green, especially one that is living in the community of green bush, hallelujah, has the power and the ability to stop the fire. Maybe we should speak to somebody in this year and say, listen, if we can build a trench over here, just put a pipe through, and 2 or 5 times a week, we pour some water through, and we put a hole throughout the pipe, and you know, sprinkle some water, and let's make sure we have a green land all across the forest. So next year, when fire started burning and started moving, it will get here and it will stop here and it will not go any further. Because why? We have built a community of green land. Ladies and gentlemen, the nation is falling like a bag of potatoes. We need the community of green land, of green people, a community, not organic here. I'm talking about a community of people with spiritual life in them.
Yes.
Those that are spiritually alive. And I'm talking about the church is in need of people that are spiritually alive to stop the plague. We need the errands of our day. We need the Moses. Hallelujah. Stop talking about the man of God. Stop cursing him. Because what? What happened to the Korah and his children can happen to you anytime. The Bible says God does not change. That's one good thing about it. He does not change. If he killed those dead, we are living under grace, but you know what? And he can put his hand and devil will wipe you out in no time. So you know what? Whatever you do, don't get into trouble with God. Get in trouble with Satan, the enemy of God. That would be better for you and me. Pressure from the politicians of their day. That was the way they were able to influence the world for a long period of time. Queen Victoria, yes. She was a Christian. And that hurt God expanding the United Kingdom. It was because she served God. Never been before, but under her, it was good. Piece of cake like this. Not much left. Flesh done. Live flesh. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, we glorify you, we exalt you. Because thou art God, and beside you there's no God. Father, you are a life giver. Jesus, outside you there's no life. We thank you for finding each and every one of us. Thank you for making salvation available, restoration available.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that though the enemy may come up against us, it's a matter of time before your spirit lifts the standard against him. Lord, we thank you. Have seen with Job. Lord, as you have shown yourself strong and mighty in his life, Lord, we are calling today for a mighty hand to be active in our life. That the issues that we face, the sicknesses that we face, the disease that we face, the plague that we face, oh God, Jesus has made that throne. Stop the plague. Make us alive and well again, Jesus. Let your spirit penetrate deep into our heart, that there will be a change within that will spring out. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to move by your spirit and convict our heart of anything that we need to be convicted of, that we may change and transform our life into the image of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we exalt you. We glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Like you were saying, the community of green bushes can never stand.
spiritual support. We can always pray.
Jesus. You are the Lord that changes mine. We bow to you.
We rebuke anything in the brain that is out of line. Lord, we rebuke anything that is in here that is not supposed to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command order right now into the brain. We command order right now. We command the hormone to be aligned in the name of Jesus. Father, for you create a man. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus,
We command right now peace and order in Jesus' name. Lord, we reverse anything that has gone wrong. We reverse any single issue here, and we speak peace to the body, peace to the brain, peace in Jesus' name. Be thou restored in Christ Jesus, for he has died that we might be healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Welcome to House of Prayer International Ministries. This is the Holy Ghost working ground. Yes, it is. Amen, amen, and amen again. Praise the Lord. Church members will be coming so that I can provide a final count. Amen. All right, so it's going to be November 8th at the Riverton Country Club at 1 o'clock. Amen. Do we have any prayer requests? I mean, testimonies. Testimonies. Well, do you want to share the one you shared Friday night? I was so excited about that one.
God?
Amen. About sharing?
Sure, yes.
Mm-hmm.
God?
Together and pray. God moves and he answers prayers, whether these people are members or not.
Right.
You know, we're praying for them, and to hear that somebody's muscles that have been eaten up by MS is now being restored back into their body. I'm trying to tell you, is our God awesome or what? Amen. We reflect on another sister where she was told that she would not need that cane, and she came back to testify, you know, that I've been walking strong since that prayer.
You know,
so
he
got
out of the coma.
Yes, out of the coma. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Lord
woke up.
Hey.
She woke up.
She woke up.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, see, well,
God is doing great things.
Great things.
And this girl that was brain dead, she has now activity in her brain. And she is actually responding to, lift your arm. She's looking up. She was announced by three doctors brain dead. And her mother said that my child will not die.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Any other testimonies, anything anybody would like to share? Share about how great our God is. That builds our faith. Amen. And encourages us to keep on keeping on. In the name of the Lord. Keep on pressing. Keep on praying. Amen. Any other testimonies or praise reports? No?
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Let us not forget our building fund and our missions. Amen. So if everybody have their offering, go ahead and sit down and stand. Father, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for the many blessings that you have poured upon your people, Lord. We thank you, God, for the miracles that you have set abroad, Lord, to allow us to know that you are the true and living God. Father, we ask right now that you continue to bless those who are pouring into this ministry, God. Bless their hands, bless the fruit, God, as they deposit into House of Prayer International Ministries, God. Holy Lord, we ask right now that every seed that has been planted, God, let it be for the kingdom building. Let it set a fresh, God, a new word to those who need to hear, God. Let us be the catalyst, God, for you to do whatever you have to do in this house, in this season, oh Lord. Bless those who are partnered with us, God. Continue to bless them in their health. Continue to bless them spiritually, Lord. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. pray to the pastor.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, let's stand. Let's stand. Amen.
Let's close our eyes. His countenance open you and give you peace. May the Lord go before you. May He be with you in your wake and in your sleep. May the Lord heal all your sickness and give you good health. May the Lord restore you. May the Lord mend you. May the Lord have your front and your back and your sides. May the Lord cover you with the precious blood that He shed on Calvary. May the Lord make this week ahead of you the best week ever in Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.